Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Time is not something that you use. Time is the basis of your life. Your life is time. We have a brief moment of life here. Both in terms of time and space, we occupy just a speck in this cosmos. Right now I can say I'm living, or I can say I'm dying, because both are happening at the same time. The process of death is on, one day it'll be complete. So when you say I'm lazy, that means I will sleep most of the time, I'll sit around without any purpose to myself. That means that you are encouraging death. If life is a race, what is the goal? You must get to the finish line faster than others. You know what's the finish line? Finish line is death. This whole nonsense about wanting to be better than somebody is happening because you have not found any sense of profoundness in your own existence. There is no struggle for survival. Survival is taken care of. Now you need profoundness. If there is no profoundness, you wonder why are you alive. I know only one thing. I don't know too many things. I just know only one thing. I know this piece of life from its origin to its ultimate. I only talk about this life, but the world assumes I'm talking about them, because fortunately life is made the same way within them also. On the surface, deep inside, both lives are made the same way. When I talk about this, plants think I'm talking about them, the worms think I'm talking about them, every other human being thinks I'm talking about them. I'm only talking about this, because this is the only thing I know. You've seen the entire world only within you. Everything that you saw, heard, smelled, tasted and touched happened only within you. So your whole experience of life is only happening within you. If you know this life, in reflection, you know everything in that sense. But actually you know only one thing. Rest is all imagination. Well, most things that human beings do are not done consciously, unfortunately. It is mostly compulsively done, and that is the whole problem with humanity. With the level of intelligence and competence that we have, the moment we function compulsively, we become destructive. If you become conscious, naturally you will curtail so many of your actions because they are absolutely unnecessary. Either you're trying to be better than somebody, which you can never be, or you're trying to do something in competition with the rest of the world, wanting to prove some nonsense that nobody's convinced about anyway, and all these countless number of people who existed on this planet before you and me. All those idiots also were doing the same thing. But where are they now? They're all topsoil. You and me also will be topsoil after some time. So let's not think too much about ourselves. If we understand the context of our existence, we are just a small pop-up on this planet and we'll pop out. If we know this, keeping your life pleasant, profound, if necessary in action, impactful, that is a choice. To do it without activity is much harder than to do it with activity. Most people who are lazy are also bitter about something. there is no sense of profoundness to their life. They always feel insufficient. That's not the way to live. If you're very pleasant and you have a profound experience of life, you have a right to do nothing, absolutely nothing. Time is a very relative experience. On a given day, you're very joyful. Have you noticed on that day, 24 hours, poof, went off like a moment. Another day, you're miserable or depressed, 24 hours feels like 10,000 years. So only miserable people can have a long life. So those miserable people raise all these kind of questions and make it like it's some great philosophy. Life is not a philosophy. Philosophy is a silly explanation to a life which is a phenomenon beyond all explanations. You can only experience this. You can't deduct it into your philosophy. The moment you deduct it into your philosophy, you become a constipated life. That means it happens little by little. It doesn't happen like an explosion. See, everybody knows what is needed in the world. The most important thing needed is right now, we need pleasant human beings. Where should it start? With yourself. At least you become peaceful, joyful, loving. At least this much you become. Rest we will see what to do. This… because there's only one problem on the planet, human being, isn't it? Human being is the flower of evolution, the peak of evolution. In terms of life, the heap of life that is there from microbial life to complex manifestation of life on this planet, you are on top of the world. But human beings are not experiencing their life like they are on top of the world. They are in the depths of misery compared to any other creature. All other creatures, if you just provide them the food that they need, they are all fine. A human being is miserable if he doesn't have food. If you give him food, he will feed his misery further. Simply because for all other creatures, nature has fixed their way of being. Nature has fixed how they should be. How a grasshopper should be, how a tiger should be, how an elephant should be, nature has fixed at least 90% of their life. Only 10% latitude may be there for individual animals to find some expression for themselves. But in the case of a human being comes largely unformed. Only 10% is fixed, 90% is left loose. This is what human beings are suffering. Human beings are not suffering their bondage. Human beings are suffering their freedom. You are free to make yourself whichever way you want. That means you know how to be. If you know how to be, would you like to keep yourself in the heights of pleasantness or unpleasantness? Tell me. There's a big difference between loving to be lazy and being lazy, because laziness, if there is stillness in your body, that's called death. But if there is stillness in the core of who you are, then that is the source of life. There's a big difference. Only to create pleasantness in your surroundings, you need the cooperation of the people and the forces which are around you. But to create pleasantness of body, mind, emotion and energy is 100% your business. If this much everybody takes care of, then what to do in the world we can see. If there's something to do, we will do. Otherwise, let's take a walk, let's climb a tree or go swim or just sit still, do whatever the hell you want. But the important thing is your life should be pleasant. Once you're pleasant, you're not satisfied with that, you will want profoundness of experience. Then you make your life profound. If it's pleasant and profound, you'll have no need to do anything. If something is needed, you will do it. If nothing is needed, you can sit here joyfully. What's the problem?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.